Classification systems are used to group items into categories using some organizing set of principles. And the classification of living things is known as the field of taxonomy. So earliest classification systems grouped organisms based on where they lived or their habitats. But more recent classification systems, developed by Carl Linnaeus, grouped organisms based on similar sets of physical and structural characteristics. So not only did Linnaeus develop a system to classify animals, but he also developed a binomial naming system with which to identify them. And in this binomial or two-word naming system, the first name referred to the genus that an organism belonged to, and the second name referred to the species that it belonged to. And you'll recall that most organisms are referred to by a common name by the general population, but they also have this scientific name, which uses the binomial naming system. Linnaeus also developed a system that grouped species together into more general groups based on shared characteristics between them. These groups are organized into a hierarchy with seven levels. The seven levels, starting with the top, are kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, and finally at the bottom, species. Kingdom is the highest level, which contains the most number of different types of organisms or species, and a species is the lowest level, which contains only one specific type of organism, which is known as a species. So I hope you've enjoyed this presentation. If you have any specific questions, please don't hesitate to ask your teacher. And I encourage you to go back and review this presentation either with the audio or just going through the individual slides, which you can download from the PowerPoint presentation on the lesson page.